Hello and good afternoon to everyone. Firstly, I would like to thank the audience for attending my presentation today, which is on estimating chlorophyll of cotton field using greenness and ground cover parameter. This study is a part of my research dissertation, which conducted under the supervision of Prof. Steve Moss. We are both from Texas Tech University. So in recent years, many studies have been conducted to assess the potential of spectral reflectance for estimating chlorophyll or N content of crops. And many of these studies have documented that measurement made at leaf scale alone are often not satisfactory for assessing chlorophyll or nitrogen treatment at higher levels, such as at canopy scale. Preliminary results from our study shows that measurement made at leaf and canopy scale lacks of consistency in terms of the relationship between the amount of N fertilization applied with the reflectance measured at either visible or near-infrared region. On the other hand, measurement made at thin scale, which is measurement analogous to the observation made from satellite or urban sensor, do have this consistency, but this consistency is contributed by the ground cover factor as a result of N fertilization rather than from leaf optical properties such as chlorophyll content. So our specific objective for this study is to develop spectral indices that are sensitive to the variation of chlorophyll content by combining measurement made at different spatial scale. So this study had been conducted in 2010 and 2011. In 2010, we had two locations over Texas Tech University and Texas AgriLab in Lubbock, and both of the stations had three levels of nitrogen, which were 0, 67, and 134 kilogram per hectare, and 0, 50, and 100 kilogram per hectare. The experiment at Texas Tech University was continued in 2011, but we reduced the medium rate to 34 kilogram per hectare. The experiment at Texas AgriLife in Lubbock was discontinued in 2011, but was replaced with another experimental site at Texas AgriLife in Halfway. Over that station, we also have three levels of nitrogen, which were 0, 112, and 224 kilograms per hectare. There were two types of field data collected during the intensive field campaign. The first data type was physiological data, comprises of chlorophyll meter reading taken using the SPECT chlorophyll meter and also overhead photograph used to estimate ground cover percent. The second data type was reflectance data measured over three different spatial scales, which were individual leaf, canopy, and scene level using a passive GR1500 spectroradiometer. For the individual leaf level, we use an integrating sphere connected to the GR1500 to measure leaf reflectance of the previously same leaf used to measure leaf chlorophyll content. For canopy reflectance, we position the spectrorimeter constantly 50 centimeters from the top of the canopy, regardless of the plant height and also at the center of the row. And finally, the scene reflectance, which is again the measurement that is analogous to the observation made from satellite or urban sensor, was made by taking transit measurement every 5 cm across a cotton row from furrow to furrow, and the set of measurements taken over the this area were later averaged. So in general, from agronomy perspective, we can define total canopy chlorophyll as a product of chlorophyll content in a single leaf and total leaf area available in that canopy. So if we take the same information, translate it to remote sensing perspective, we could define leaf chlorophyll as a measurement of leaf greenness as a product of increasing chlorophyll content or increasing biomass production in that canopy, and total leaf area is analogous to leaf area index. So now we have a new formula that defines a total canopy chlorophyll as a product of leaf greenness and leaf area index. When we're discussing about remote sensing studies related to nitrogen or chlorophyll studies, researchers tend to focus more on leaf area index, but tend to overlook the importance of ground cover factor, or GC. In many studies, GC is found to be a more important factor determining the scene reflectance than canopy density or leaf area index. GC could be defined as 2D leaf area index, and it has a finite range, which is from 0 to 100%. And this is opposed to the leaf area index. We can have infinite range, also have a value that are more variable across different type of crop. Importantly, GC could be estimated accurately, not only from ground method, but also from remote sensing technique. And our study shows that reflectance made at scene scale has a consistency with the amount of N vitalization applied, but this consistency is again contributed by the ground cover factor as a result of N vitalization rather than from optical properties such as chlorophyll content. So remote sensing systems that are widely used for nitrogen or chlorophyll study are usually optical systems which measure radiation from short wavelengths such as visible and near infrared. So the response measured from this short wavelength are actually restricted to the most top part of the canopy because we know that these short wavelengths are not able to deep penetrate enough into the canopy like long wavelengths such as microwave. So in other words, our remote sensing optical system actually measuring response from ground cover percent rather than from leaf area index. And importantly, this is parallel to the mobility characteristic of N, which is tend to concentrate at the top part of the canopy too. So now we would like to propose a model that defines partial canopy chlorophyll or PCC as a product of leaf greenness and ground cover percent. So one thing left now is to define the greenness term. So these two graphs illustrate spectral reflectance measured over nitrogen, different nitrogen plots over at different spatial scale. At leaf scale, we could see that the highest relative difference caused by nitrogen vitalization occurred around 550 nanometer, which is green wavelength, and also around 700 nanometer, which is red edge wavelength. So importantly, we could see that when we decrease the nitrogen vitalization, we could see increase in the reflectance at green and red edge wavelength. So at leaf scale, we define the greenness term as 1 over red edge plus green. As we shifted the measurement to canopy scale, we also see the shifting in which the wavelength is sensitive to the nitrogen treatment. Red edge remains sensitive to the difference caused by nitrogen fertilization, but green wavelength is now replaced with yellow wavelength, which is around 600 nanometer. Likewise, we see that when we decrease the nitrogen vitalization, we could see increases in the reflectance measured over red edge and yellow wavelength. So at canopy scale, we define the greenness term as 1 over red edge plus yellow reflectance. Since the PCC made at a leaf and canopy scale produced almost similar results, we decided to present only one of them. So this figure here illustrates the relationship between PCC made at canopy level and chlorophyll reading. So importantly, we could see here at any time of the experimental years of a different station, we could get a good and consistent positive linear relationship between PCC canopy and chlorophyll meter value. As the PCC value increases, the chlorophyll meter value also increases. These two graphs are comparing the sensitivity of PCC made at canopy level and a traditional index widely used for measuring chlorophyll and nitrogen such as G and DVI. So different shapes here indicates different nitrogen fertilization rate, and different colors here represents different date of sampling. So both of the indices are rescaled to ease comparison. So for PCC canopy, we could see that it has a wide range at which the index is sensitive to the chlorophyll meter value. And importantly, for example, at any time of measurement, points representing different nitrogen rates are scattered far enough from each other that they could be easily used to differentiate a different chlorophyll meter value. Points representing low nitrogen treatments tend to scatter at the low end of the PCC index. As you compare that for G and DVI, we could see that it has a very narrow range at which it's sensitive to chlorophyll mirror value, and the points are tend to cluster along the regression line that the G and DVI lost sensitivity at low and high chlorophyll mirror reading. So as a conclusion, we know that by combining measurement made at different spatial scale, which is our case, we combine measurement made at leaf and scene or canopy and scene, could increase the ability of our proposed model, which is the PCC, to discriminate a chlorophyll content from different nitrogen treatment. In comparison to G and DVI, our model have a wider range at which they are more responsive to chlorophyll mirror value, and importantly, they are not easily saturated at low and high chlorophyll value. So we would like to take this opportunity to thank Dr. Kevin Bronson and Dr. Mega Prajuli for allowing us to work on the nitrogen plot, and also to Dr. Steve Oswald, Mr. Stanley Carroll, Mr. Bo Casey, and Mr. Taylor Ward for field operation, and finally to Ms. Imran Jaafar and Dr. Song Chui for field data collection. Thank you very much. Thank you. That was actually the best nitrogen response we got from a field. And the rest, like representing quite a poor nitrogen response we got. I mean, they are not different nitrogen response for zero and medium and high nitrogen treatment are not different from each other. So the one that best is from the field that gave us the best nitrogen response.